Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting third. The left fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tim Foley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Kuzman. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jerry Kuzman. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jose Ortiz. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Hal Breeden. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ken Rudolph. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Holtzman. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ken Holtzman. And now, play ball. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee strikes out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jones moves to second. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jones. Ortiz reaches second base with a double. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ortiz moves to third. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 1-0, Cubs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Beckert scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is called out on strikes. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a line drive towards first. Breeden reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. the Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holtzman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Kuzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuzman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. Ortiz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Ortiz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Agee throws the ball into Foley, who tags Ortiz trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Beckert moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Beckert moves to third. Williams moves to second. Charlie Williams now pitching. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin fields it and throws to home to get Beckert. Williams moves to third. Santo moves to second. Two outs. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 0 for 1 in the game. Breeden hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Foley fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clendenin takes first base on ball 4. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Singleton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Mets, 2, Cubs, 2. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holtzman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 1 in the game. Foley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hickman. Foley reaches second base with a double. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-1 in the game. Grote hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Foley scores. It's 3-2, Mets. Charlie Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-2 in the game. Agee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grote moves to third. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-2 in the game. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Agee moves to second. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is 0-for-1 in the game. Rudolph bunts towards the mound. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. Kessinger moves to second. One out. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holtzman is 0-for-1 in the game. Holtzman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kessinger scores. Holtzman moves to second. It's Mets, 3, Cubs, 3. Jose Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Ortiz hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Beckert hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 3. The Mets will come to bat. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clendenin hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Singleton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-2 in the game. Aspromonte hits a line drive into right field. Hickman picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hickman. Aspromonte moves to second. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Foley takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Grote hits a line drive into left field. Williams picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Williams. Aspromonte scores. Foley goes all the way around to score. Grote moves to third. It's 5-3, Mets. Bill Bonham now pitching. Charlie Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hickman hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 3. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Agee takes first base on ball 4. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Harrelson bunts towards first. Breeden scoops it up and throws to first, with Beckert covering, for the out. Agee moves to second. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jones is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clendenin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 0 for 2 in the game. Breeden hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Mets. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Kessinger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is 0 for 1 in the game. Rudolph hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin juggles the ball. That's an error on Clendenin. Kessinger moves to third. Rudolph moves to second. Johnny Callison pinch hits for Bill Bonham. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Singleton. Callison reaches second base with a double. Kessinger scores. Rudolph scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 6-5, Cubs. Ron Taylor now pitching. Jose Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Ortiz hits a fly ball towards left. Jones catches it and throws to second to double up Callison. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Colburn now pitching. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Singleton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Weiss pinch runs for Bob Aspromonte. Dave Marshall pinch hits for Tim Foley. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Weiss moves to third. Art Shamsky pinch hits for Jerry Grote. Earl Stevenson now pitching. Duffy Dyer pinch hits for Art Shamsky. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. Weiss scores. Two outs. It's Mets, 6, Cubs, 6. Donhan pinch hits for Ron Taylor. Donhan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Han takes first base on ball 4. Dyer moves to second. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards first. Breeden scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Agee for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Weiss now playing third base. Duffy Dyer now catching. Ken Boswell now playing second base. Tug McGraw now pitching. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Weiss fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Weiss fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cubs 6. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Harrelson reaches second base with a double. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Harrelson moves to third. One out. Phil Regan now pitching. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clendenin strikes out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Singleton is walked intentionally. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Breeden takes first base on ball 4. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is 0-for-2 in the game. Rudolph strikes out. Two outs. Phil Regan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Regan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cubs 6. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Breeden scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boswell for the out. One out. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Dyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tug McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hickman. McGraw reaches second base with a double. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Agee hits a fly ball into center field. Ortiz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Ortiz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Weiss fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cubs 6. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Harrelson hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Jones strikes out. Two outs. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clendenon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Clendenon. The throw from Rudolph and he is out, Beckert applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hickman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Breeden bunts towards the mound. McGraw fields it and throws to first for the out. Hickman moves to second. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kessinger is walked intentionally. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is 0-for-3 in the game. Rudolph takes first base on ball 4. Hickman moves to third. Kessinger moves to second. Ernie Banks pinch hits for Phil Regan. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks strikes out. Two outs. Jose Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a double. Ortiz is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cubs 6. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Tompkins now pitching. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Singleton is hit by the pitch. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Breeden fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 1 in the game. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Weiss moves to second. Two outs. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Dyer is walked intentionally. Ed Cranepool pinch hits for Tug McGraw. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a line drive into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Nolan Ryan now pitching. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Williams strikes out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from Dyer and he is out, Boswell applying the tag. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cubs 6. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Harrelson bunts towards first. Breeden scoops it up and throws to first, with Beckert covering, for the out. Agee moves to second. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 6 in the game, with a single. Jones is walked intentionally. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Clendenin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Breeden settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Singleton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Agee scores. Jones moves to third. It's 7-6, Mets. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 2 in the game. Weiss hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Breeden hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Kessinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Pepitone pinch hits for Ken Rudolph. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone strikes out. Two outs. Paul Popovich pinch hits for Ron Tompkins. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 6. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.